Grace and peace to all of you who love the Lord. Let's open with a word of prayer. Our gracious God and our Father, God, we thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. God, we thank you for last night, and we thank you for this morning. God, we thank you for another first day of another month in the year of 2017. God, you've been gracious to us, and God, we just honor you for being such a loving God towards us. Now, God, on this morning, we pray that you would speak to us, O God. Holy Ghost, be our teacher on this morning, God. Father, we pray even now, God, that this word would be life-changing, God, that it would be revealing, God, that it would extinguish the darts of the enemy, God, and give us catapulting power to move forward in our destiny is our prayer. And this is in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you on this morning. On this morning, our journeys take us to Genesis 22. Genesis 22. And I am going to read the first two verses of this and then go on to another scripture. Genesis 22, starting at the first verse. From the New American Standard Version, it reads as follows. Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here am I. He said, take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I tell you. Now we are going to go to Romans, the 12th chapter, and read just the first verse, Romans 12 and 1. And again, from the New American Standard Version, it reads, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will accept. When you think of what he has done for you, is this too much to ask? And the word of the Lord is blessed. I apologize. That was actually from the New Living Translation. Let me read this from the New American Standard so that you understand exactly what God is saying on this morning. Again, Romans 12 and 1 says, therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And that word of the Lord, as all, is always blessed. The question that we have on this morning is a twist on the title of a familiar hymn. Is your Isaac on the altar? Is your Isaac on the altar? There is a familiar hymn, excuse me, for some of us, that is entitled, Is Your All on the Altar? And for those of you who are not familiar with all of the verses, I just want to read a couple to you that are applicable to this time on this morning. And one of the verse, the first verse says, you have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase and have earnestly, fervently prayed, but you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid. And I looked at some more verses, and the third verse just struck me, and it says, oh, we never can know what the Lord will bestow of the blessings of which we have prayed until our body and soul he does fully control and our all on the altar is laid. And the refrain says, is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the spirit control. You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul. Love that hymn. And as I started thinking about that, and as God started to bring this to mind, and he reminded me of Abraham and Isaac. If you recall, Isaac was the son that was born to Abraham and Sarah in his old age. And based on the promise that God had given Abraham, all of Abraham's seed was going to come from Isaac. That was the promise that God had given when he told Abraham to look up at the sky and number the stars. He said that his legacy, his seed that came from him, could not be numbered like the stars. And so everything was resting, including the lineage of David, including the bloodline of Jesus, was resting on Isaac. Everything, all, y'all ain't catching it this morning, all was resting in Isaac. But then God came and told Abraham, take your son, the one whom you love the most, and I want you to sacrifice him on a mountain that I will tell you. Offer him as a burnt offering. Not just offer him as an offer, but a burnt offering. I want you to take your son, the one that you hinging everything that I told you on, and put him on the altar for me. Bah. Yeah, I hope somebody catching it before I even get where I'm going. Listen, you all that we're asking God for, and I don't know what petitions you have before God. I don't know what it is that you desire for God to do for you. I don't know who in your family you're praying for. I don't know what healing you're asking for. I don't know what peace you're asking for. I don't know what deliverance you're asking for. I don't know what you're asking God to do in your finances. I don't know what you're asking God to do on your job. I don't know what you're asking God to do for you academically. I don't know what prayers you have before God for your children, for your marriage, for your future marriage. Come on, somebody. I don't know what you have before God. But I do know this, that you won't be able to recognize God even moving in unless your all is on the altar. I hope somebody is listening to me on this morning. Listen, you will not be, God could be moving. God could be shifting. The angel could have gotten to pass the prince of Persia for you right now and get on his way to give you an answer, but you will not be able to hear the answer or recognize God doing a shift in your life if your all is not on the altar. Well, why is that, Pastor? Why are you saying that? I am so glad that you asked, because you all, until we give our all, until we give everything we love, until we give everything that we're hinging our contingency plan on, walk with me here, you all. You understand this, that nothing in this life is a sure thing. I mean, I remember when I was younger, folks would work their jobs 30, some 50 years. Come on, somebody. But that's not happening in this day and age. I just talked to somebody recently who has been laid off from, I couldn't even tell you what number job they have been laid off on. And they kept hoping, wishing, and praying it was a sure thing. You all, there is no sure thing in this life. So often we operate off of contingency plans. We often operate making sure that we got something to fall back on. And even when we are dealing with things of God, we've petitioned God, we've asked God for things, but then we're wondering and questioning whether God's really going to come through for us because we haven't seen it yet. So we do what we're accustomed to doing in the natural. We have a contingency plan. Come on, somebody. If you're asking God, God, tell me when it's time to move and tell me where you want me to move. And asking on God, we sit there and say, well, at least I can move back with mama if I have to, or I can move. I know cousin Ray Ray looking for a roommate, so maybe I need to look. Listen, you all, we have contingency plans. But until we put our contingency plans, thank you, Jesus, until we put our contingency plans on the altar, until we put our preconceived notions on the altar, until we put our desires on the altar, until we put our life's goals and aspirations on the altar, until we put our Isaacs on the altar, we will never be fully blessed or have peace and sweet rest until our all on the altar is laid. You all, we are to present our bodies, everything that's inclusive of our bodies, our life, as a living and a holy sacrifice. Everything, our thought processes, our life's hopes, dreams, and aspirations, as a living sacrifice, meaning that you have to make a choice. God doesn't want a dead sacrifice. Come on, somebody. Abraham did not kill Isaac to take him to that mountain to offer him as a sacrifice. Matter of fact, he told Isaac to help him strap up the donkeys so that they could go to the mountain and worship. But Abraham's trust in God was so strong that he told those that went with him, the servants, he left them at the base of the mountain. He said, you all stay here because me and the boy are going up to worship and we shall return to you. Abraham didn't care what it looked like. Abraham trusted the promise of God. I don't know who I'm talking to on this line, but you've got to trust the promise of God. I don't care what your finances look like. You've got to trust the promise of God. I don't care what it looks like in terms of your marriage. You've got to trust the promise of God. I don't care who's getting a pink slip on your job. If he promised you promotion, promotion doesn't come from your manager. It comes from the Lord. That's what the word says. So I don't care what it looks like. You've got to trust the promise of God. But trusting the promise of God does not mean that you don't follow the command of God. Come on, listen to me, people. You've got to do what God says. So be a willing sacrifice. Willingly lay down your aspirations. Willingly lay down your goals. Willingly lay down your aspirations before God. And then trust him. That's what Romans 12 and 2 says. You've got to prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The only way you're going to do that is to lay everything down on that altar. It's our reasonable service. It's our reasonable worship. It's our reasonable sacrifice, you all. And it's going to be pleasing to God. Why? Because we're trusting him with our Isaac. We're trusting him with our all. We're trusting him with what we love. Is your Isaac on the altar? Let's pray. God, we honor you. We reverence you, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your presence on this morning, and we thank you for your word. God, I pray on today, God, that if we've got a stranglehold, a chokehold on our Isaac, if we've got such a grip that we won't let it go, God, help us. Help us to loosen our grip on our Isaac. Help us to loosen our grip on our all. God, that we would lay it down on the altar as a sacrifice to you, God, so that we can recognize all the blessings you have for us. We can recognize the peace and the sweet rest that you have for us when we trust you with our all. God, I pray on today, God, that our focus would be on what we have a hold on and we haven't given over to you. God, I pray that you will bring it to our remembrance as we go through our journey on today. God, that we might trust you with our all so that we can recognize the all that you have for us when we give you what it is that we believe that is going to get us to our destiny. God, help us to realize that you have our best intentions at heart and our best intentions in your mind. God, I pray that we would be your change agents today. God, that we would tell a dying world about a living Savior. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank and bless God for each and every one of you. Go out and be that change you want. We've got 2 months in the rest of this year. How will you start to be the change that you want to see? One person, one household, one divine appointment at a time. Start it today. God bless you.